Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this day off with my favorite MGS trade school type dude, that being young Zeke Stout, fresh off of his appearance on the basketball court in Las Vegas at the what is the basketball game? What does Coleon call this?
It's the 2A shootout.
The 2A shootout.
Yep.
The only
2A shootout.
The only gunfight where the only thing shot are hoops.
I need to tell Kenny that he may use that as a catchphrase.
You should.
Yeah.
All you gunfighters in there, the only thing you guys are shooting is hoops. Anyway. And I forgot to tell you, I did actually get Coleon on the phone.
You did. Good.
Yes.
Good.
Via his mobile phone Bluetooth hookup in his Porsche. Just can't. That kid, I swear. Anyway. So, SHOT Show. How was SHOT Show this year? Did you enjoy yourself at SHOT Show?
I'm torn. It's one of those things where it was your stereotypical SHOT Show. Everybody's back. I think they said they broke attendance records, so it was packed with a bunch of people. But I got spoiled last year with all the COVID stuff. You know, there was hardly anybody there. Yeah, we had the mask rules and stuff, but there were loopholes that you could kind of sip on a bottle of water and have your mask pulled down the whole time.
Right.
But there was, being that there was no one there, you got a lot more done. It was easier to get from booth to booth, to meeting. When you did get to the booth, you didn't get the quick handshake. Oh, yeah, this sounds great. Let's get back with me next week, and we'll talk more about it. And then they jumped to the next meeting. You know, you actually got to talk to them last year. Well, this year it was back to the status quo. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. You know, I'm slammed right now, but let's talk later. Rah. You know, that kind of stuff happened. So, I mean, I got a lot done. I didn't get as much as I got done last year.
Right.
But I don't know. It's one of those things where, yeah, the industry needs the growth. It needs the people there because this show kind of pumps the back end. The wholesaler, distributor, retail side of our industry to keep it alive. But golly, I got spoiled last year.
You know what I would do? The next time I go, and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to do it, but next time I go, I'm going to go there and I'm going to try to get everybody's business card business. Because everybody leaves out of there with a wad of business cards. There's so many business cards given out at SHOT Show.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, like you probably, I have mine in a shoebox, and I mean it's heavy. It's a heavy shoebox. So I have mine in a shoebox all the time, and I've still got them from a while ago. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because do we know how much it costs to just be at SHOT Show? How much does it cost to have a booth at SHOT Show? I know you've been involved at, well, like MGS, you had a booth at the NRA show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, NRA is nowhere near as expensive as SHOT Show. I want to say, like, the low end, and don't hold me to this, but I want to say the low end booth space is like 30 or 50 grand.
And then does that also buy placement? Like if you're at 30 grand, are you upstairs in the far corner?
Oh God, no. You're probably downstairs. You're in the newbie room.
The newbie room. So downstairs is the newbie room?
It's not necessarily the newbie room, but that's the less expensive, and it's usually like newer companies that start off down there.
Well, anyway, I just for me as I look at SHOT Show nowadays, I think one of the things that COVID taught everybody was that you probably don't need SHOT Show. I mean. Given how restrictive it is, because it's sort of restrictive.
It's true. I mean, I think a double-edged sword. You know, we need conventions like that for, you know, there's wholesalers, distributors, and even retailers that don't know a lot of these products, especially, you know, okay, main floor, we all know Glock, we all know Remington, we know Mossberg, we know SIG, we know Kel-Tec, we know all these big companies, right? But there's a lot of new people on the come up, for lack of a better term, that are downstairs, and they're trying to get themselves out there and make themselves known. And I did notice that this year there was a lot, the majority of the people kind of hovered in that main floor.
Right.
Which is sad for those innovators, those new companies, you know, because you can go downstairs and it wasn't as packed. And that's the cool place to me. You know, the cool place to me is downstairs because you see stuff you've never heard of or, you know, seen or there's not even rumors about. And all of a sudden there it is on somebody's table and you're like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know, so I think maybe they need to revamp the hype around it a little. I actually, from the media perspective, I talked to a guy that's got he's got a syndicated show that he turns into a podcast, but then he also brokers some spots on radio stations too. So you and I both know, you know, if you're on a radio station, you have measurable ratings you could see. And you've got that on YouTube and podcast too.
Right.
But people understand it. I mean, there's still people in the business world trying to wrap their head around analytics from podcasts and YouTube. Radio has been around for a long time. Well, this guy has proven radio rating. And they turned him down because he had broker shows. And I was kind of like, you're kidding me, right?
Turned him down. And what did he get turned down for?
Because he had broker shows. Because he had some pay-per-play spots on certain radio stations. Which is nuts.
Well, I mean,
you know, whether you pay for it or you don't.
But when we're talking, I want to know who it was that turned him down. Who turned him down? NSSF or?
Oh, whoever it is in the NSSF media. He never told me the name.
Oh, okay.
He did tell me it was a guy. That's all I know. But it's fascinating to me that, you know, an Instagrammer that says, oh, I've got a huge following and blah, 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 and then you look and they've got like 200 followers is getting approved on a media badge. Right. And then you got people that, you know, have been doing radio for a while. And who cares if you have brokered shows?
Well, I mean, typically.
If you pay for the spot and you can put out ratings are ratings, whether you paid for the spot or you didn't.
Well, normally, the reason you have to have a brokered show is that you are in a big radio market.
Right.
So being
which he is. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Sure.
He is in a major, major market.
Well, I mean, and when you look at the top 10, top 15, after you get out of the top 15 talkers as far as audience size, you're getting into these single market people that are in these population centers.
Yeah.
Like in New York, I mean, if you're on the number one talk station in New York, you can claim that you're in front of 10 million people. Right.
Sure.
And
that's
nothing to sneeze at all. Now, if you're in the middle of you're on a mountain, and you know what? We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. Talking a little shop because we're geeking out with Zeke Stout. I forgot to play the music. I'll play the music in the next part.
All right. So we'll just act like it's new.
We'll just act like it's new. We'll just act like that part is new. Zeke is the creative mind behind MGS Trade School. That's mgs.edu. You can remake yourself in a short period of time for a very small amount of money. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. The proper homage. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Talking to
Wow, it's interesting. It's like deja vu. I feel like we've already done the segment, but now I feel like we're starting.
Now we're square now. That's the main thing. We're square. We're absolutely square.
There we go. But are we level?
You know, the thing about SHOT Show is that SHOT Show seems to be in a rut. Okay? I'll get the email from SHOT Show, and I didn't go last year, and the year before that they were canceled. I'll get the email from them. I send it back, approved immediately, automatically.
Yeah.
Whether I still have a radio show or not.
Yeah.
Right? I'll get the full court media badge. I'll get I can shoot video, I can record audio, whatever I want. I can get into the media area, which I would argue is actually nicer than Radio Row, because in the media area, they have snacks and coffee and water and all kinds of things. Nice. It's nice. You don't have to. It's a room, too. You're going into a room. You can I think the internet might be even better than that in there, but I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. But I digress. I just find that interesting that because most of your independent radio shows are going to have to. There's going to be some stations that are going to carry them, and they just signed the agreement, just carry them, right?
Sure.
And that's good. And if you look at anybody's affiliate list, they're not full of the, you're not going to look at that and go, wow, his first station is number one, his second station is number two, his third station is number three. You know, you'll have number 212, you'll have number 60, So, and what it is you're just trying to add stations to it. But if you want to be in big radio markets, where they don't have network superstars, like any Salem station that's out there, anybody that's carrying the Salem radio station, your chance, unless you're a Salem talker, of getting on that station is minuscule at best.
Right.
Closer to none. Your chances of getting on there is closer to none because they have a policy. You get out there and you... Like when you're looking at Gallagher or Lars Larson or any of these other guys, and they're like, yes, he has 500 affiliates. No. That would indicate that 500 radio stations got a hold of Salem and said, we want Mike Gallagher.
Yeah.
Salem bought 500 radio stations is what happened.
Right.
And now they carry the programming, and that's the way they do it. And invariably, they do very well because they always have a gigantic signal, like 100,000 kilowatts. Just huge, just terribly big.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress once again. You gotta, unless you're going to pay, you're not going to get into those markets. And I just find it interesting that that's not something that the NSSF understands.
Right, and we're back to unless you're going to pay, everything you just said. But at the same time, I'm going to say what I said at the end of the last segment. If I pay 10 grand, and because of me paying 10 grand, I've got a million listeners, who cares that I paid for it?
Right.
You know, SHOT Show wants the rating. SHOT Show wants people to hear about it. SHOT Show wants, the industry wants to get their product in front of people. So if I paid the 10 grand, you're welcome, ABC Firearms Company, that sponsors me. Now a million people are going to listen to you because I paid 10 grand. So if anything, they should pat this guy on the back and say, hey, thanks for fronting your own money to get more people to hear about firearms. You know, that's just odd to me.
Well, any of these, excuse me, I'm all goopy there for some reason. Any of these guys that are doing any of this stuff, they have to invest in equipment. They have to do a bunch of things to make the show work. A radio show remote setup, just that little itty bitty box that they're connecting with, $5,000.
Yep.
The Comrex Access Portable, if you get the full setup, you're approaching $5,000. And if you want to do any sort of streaming and you got the interfaces and all that other stuff, you're talking another $15,000. Before it's over with, just for for the physical equipment and people sitting there, when you see a radio show going off, you're looking at maybe approaching 12 grand.
Yep.
So, and that's money spent on actually doing the presentation. It's getting out there and paying it. That's just the oddest thing to me. I'm just going to shut up about it.
It is.
Well, no, I mean, I guess.
Well, I mean, let's really slam the door shut on this by saying, I think everything on the Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel is all brokered. I could be wrong. They may have a few of their own produced
stuff. Oh, absolutely.
But I'm pretty sure the majority of TV shows on those two networks are brokered.
Trigger Time TV, he pays. Troy Golop, he definitely pays. So, but, I mean, they pay, but they have sponsors to offset it. But
exactly.
That's the only way to do that, too, really.
Yep.
I guess the old business model is one they're going with, although now it's about to be sort of weird because on YouTube, are you aware of their new terms of service?
Like recent new? No.
Yeah. So you can get a strike for showing yourself putting a magazine in an AR-15.
What?
Yep. So if you're filming now, which, I mean, for me, that's not a big deal because I made $112 off of YouTube last month.
Right.
For some of these guys, like I was looking at Demolition Ranch, and I mean, that guy he's over 10 million on subscribers on one channel, over 4 million on the other. And he's done a lot of videos where it's all about loading the gun in some fancy way. Non-practical way, but I mean, 85% of his videos could receive a strike, and if he gets enough strikes, he's out of there.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
So, you can't be seen loaned a magazine. Can you be seen shooting it, or is that all?
Obviously, you can be seen shooting it. I think you can be, they haven't mentioned that. So, I guess that means, when you're changing from magazine to magazine, that you don't film it, or you edit it out. You better remember to edit it out. But
that is bizarre.
But the thing is, what's going to happen is the reason I think that they look at these guys in the NSSF look at that guy that you were referencing. They think they're going to get all this stuff off of YouTube, except YouTube is working. It's very slowly. Everything's going away, and everybody's going to have to move to Rumble, where there's no real organization or anything going on there.
No.
I mean, I'm on Rumble. I don't think I've made a dime on Rumble. They say you have X amount of Rumbles. Okay, how? What did I do? How do I get more Rumbles? But anyway, coming up on the next break, talking to Zeke Stout. He just got back from SHOT Show. He runs MGS Trade School. MGS Trade School will train you to be something else, something you can make money off of. And when you get done, you won't owe enough to buy a small used mobile home. I mean, I was looking at one tuition is $80,000 a year for a 4-year degree. No thanks. You can't. MGS Trade School, the exact opposite. We'll be right back. Yep. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the U.S. for its decision to provide his nation with tanks as it fights its ongoing war with Russia. President Biden made the announcement today that the U.S. will provide Kyiv with 31 M1 Abrams tanks. They're among the most powerful in the world. A federal prosecutor promising an in-depth investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old black man died earlier this month after Memphis police pulled him over in a traffic stop.
Our federal investigation
may take some time. These things often do. But we will be diligent and we will make decisions based on the facts and the law.
U.S. Attorney Kevin Ritz said his team includes experienced officials from the FBI along with state and local officials. The five black officers were fired. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake shook Southern California early today. That quake occurred about 2 a.m. Pacific time, was centered 10 miles south of Malibu Beach. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Zeke Stout. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. What curricula, and yes, this is just for my own edification, what curricula now, because I know you keep expanding, and I haven't asked you that, right? So what can you train to be now at MGS Trade School, besides a gunsmith?
A gunsmith. We have three different programs, right, that will lead towards it. The first one is less of a gunsmithing training. You get the knowledge base, kind of a basic overview and knowledge base. And it's good for someone who's already in the industry and they just want to add a certificate to their name or something like that. Or somebody that's wanting to break into the industry and getting more gun knowledge, as far as the inner workings. So that's what that first one's for. Second one is the advanced one, which we throw in seven hands-on projects, a list of a few different tools that you get to help you through the project. And then the Advanced 2 program, which is our biggest, newest, best, you get everything Advanced 1 gives you with the hand tools and the seven hands-on projects. At the end, you get to choose a build. So you either get to build an AR-15, or a percussion cap muzzle loader from tradition, like the old-school Kentucky American long rifle look, or a AR-15 or a G-17 from Lone Wolf. And those are your options for the build. And then we also add another additional $1,400 worth of tools, including the real Avid Vice, which is amazing, and their Master Armors kit, Armors Toolkit.
Right. The Armors tools really make the job easy. They have really, it seems like they've come a long way.
They do, and it's one of those things, and I'm not paid by Real Avid in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
I'll give that caveat. But they've got some of the best gunsmithing, and not even just gunsmithing, but do-it-yourself. Like, if you're a do-it-yourselfer in your garage, you like to tinker with guns, Real Avid's got some cool stuff that they've released, and the coolest one that I saw at SHOT Show So we do their vice. If anybody's ever had a bench vice, you know it goes forward and back and side to side. And that's about it. And it's hard to get good angles, especially if you're wearing high AR or something, you're trying to get certain pins in. It's tough. Well, their vice goes in 360 degrees. You can turn it in any kind of awkward angle and make it easier to get pins in and work on different rifles, not just the AR, all kinds of different things. So I fell in love with the vice, and I knew our students had to get one of those. So if you're in the advanced, you get one of them, of course. Well, at SHOT Show, they had these this new kit. Oh, and I'm my brain is completely shutting down on what it's called. But basically, it looked like Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man, and it's got several different arms that come off, and one is a magnifying glass, which for obvious reasons in gunsmithing, that's pretty cool. Another one is a light, which obvious for gunsmithing reasons is important and cool. It's the smart assist quick connect system. But then the genius thing that was so simple, the other arm has a cell phone mount. And the first thing I thought was, well, oh, do y'all have some kind of app that like monitors where you're working on stuff? And they're like, no, it's even more simple than that. Where do most people learn to work on guns? And I was like, YouTube. They're like, exactly. So the cell phone mount, you can position it any direction, hanging up in the air by your head as you're working on your gun, and you can be watching a YouTube video or whatever on how to repair what you're working on. And I was like, that's ingenious. I need that not just for guns, but if I'm working on a refrigerator or cabinets or whatever, you just clip it on, you can mount it and kind of watch what your self-help videos, not self-help videos, but do-it-yourself videos.
Right. Well, now you'll get in trouble on YouTube for that now, though.
Oh, for teaching how to work on firearms?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I did a video where occasionally Arrow Precision will send me something to build. So even the first time I did it, it showed the top, the upper going on the lower. Both things mm-hmm. were complete, right?
Yeah.
Demonetized. The second time, the only way I could keep it, I tried it two different ways. I tried showing him actually bent over the gun working on it, showing the parts, for just a split instant. And then I showed it with just him, you know, head and shoulders.
Right.
And the same shot with just head and shoulders, that was allowed to be monetized. The other one was not.
Wow.
So
you should blur it out like it's nudity or something.
You know, I
just
have,
like pixelate it off.
That is a thought now, isn't it? Huh. Now, okay. It's so silly. I mean, why didn't I think of that? God, okay, anyway. But, I mean, that's a good idea, but somebody needs to address that whole YouTube thing. It should not be.
We should do a whole show on it.
On YouTube?
There's tons of stuff. YouTube demonetization, the rules on gun people, the ridiculousness of it all.
Well, I mean, the part where, you know, it's for example, I can watch a video on how to replace the valve on a washer, right?
Right. Yep.
And there's a lot of things that can happen that would be very expensive if you get it wrong. But you can watch a video on how to do it, and I watch a video on how to do that. You can watch a video on how to rebuild a car. But they've decided, it's nothing new. I was trying to buy some ads one time on Facebook for guns, and I got told by the little girl on that end, after they'd already taken my money to do ads for guns two or three different times, she's like, guns are bad. We don't like guns here at Facebook. I said, you took my money for them.
Yep.
You know, you guys are not the country. You guys are Facebook. It's a constitutionally protected item. That's all there is. Okay?
And that's the thing that drives me batty about situations like that, because you and I, extremely pro-gun people,
yeah,
totally believe in the right for that girl to not like guns.
Sure.
Absolutely. You don't like guns? More power to you. Awesome. But I'm not going to shove liking guns down your throat. But your organization is shoving not seeing guns, liking guns down our throat and in our demographic who we're trying to reach. And that's where it blows my mind that they go down the road of free speech and it's like, you know what? I almost said it. The B and the S, you know?
right. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, no, that's not free speech. Free speech is me having a gun show and you want to come on and be anti-gun and talk your talk. Sure. Come on. Let's talk about it. We'll debate.
Well, I mean,
but me being pro-gun and you not letting me on your platform where you don't even have to watch it. If you don't like guns, you can click a thing that says show less like this.
Yes.
It's pretty easy. If you don't like them, don't look at them. Change the daggum channel.
Right. And that part of it, that's really the key part of it for me when we consider that. But we're coming up on the next break, so we'll explore this a little deeper. When we get back, MGS Trade School, mgs.edu, there are 15-plus million new gun owners in the United States today. My thought would be they probably don't know how to work on their gun. There may be something goes wrong with their gun. There's some things, you know, some guns can actually be adjusted. They can be modified. They can be, but mainly they may need to be fixed. And that's where having somebody in place. Where I live right now, there is no dedicated gunsmithing going on that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
None. So you either have to send it off to somebody or whatever, or you can become trained at MGS Trade School and come open up shop here, and you'd be alone. You'd be exclusive.
Yep. And there's tons of places in the country that you
just like that, yeah. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out with Zeke Stout. One thing that he had hit on that I've always thought the same, and I mean, it's really something worth discussing. For us in media, and I mean, you make, what's the company that you make videos for from time to time?
GetZone.
GetZone. So you make videos for GetZone. And most of, I mean, nowadays, video that shows up only in the theater is a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is built now with some sort of an online presence expected out of it. And to that end, production has gone up a little bit. It's very acceptable. Everything works out pretty good. Do you think you could have done that TV show that you did with if you just had the same amount of people but less equipment? Could you have done it?
But you're talking about the Discovery Channel show?
Yeah.
No. Doing that TV show opened my eyes. You know, I used to be, because I did the YouTube thing and the podcast thing, and I was all about new media, taking over, blah, blah, blah. And doing that show opened my eyes to the fact of, if you want a show that's produced that well, right, you need a crew. You need several cameras. I want to say we had 20 different cameras roaming around that set. You need a good set. You need a lighting person. You need the director of photography. You need, there's so much that goes into it. To do that on YouTube, you would have to be independently wealthy. So yeah, you could put something like that together, but if you want that quality of production, you better be a multi-millionaire and be ready to spend a few million per episode.
Right.
And it kind of opened my eyes. I told one of the executives, I was like, yeah, I was one of the guys that was like, YouTube's going to take over. This is the future of media. And it has in a lot of ways, especially with the younger demographic. But there's still something to be said for a highly produced television show. If reality TV, sure. If you wanted to do the life and times of Bill Frady, there's no reason you couldn't do it with a camera or two and a micro and a lav mic. And you'd be fine, or a boom mic. But for something like what we did, it costs a lot of money. And so I kind of dialed it back a little bit on my YouTube is going to take over mentality.
Well, I mean, when you look at like a Survivor Man.
Yeah.
Now, unless I'm wrong, he filmed most of Survivor Man
with a single handy cam.
With a camcorder and a bunch of GoPros.
Pretty much.
So it can be done. It just depends on what I guess the story you're trying to tell and how you're trying to tell it.
Right.
But you know,
our show. No.
How did your cameraman like that, or not get in the way of each other? I mean, if you got that many angles coming at you, how do they not get the camera that's over there 90 degrees off in the shot?
It was fascinating watching it. It was almost like a dance. You know, I think we had two, maybe three cameras roaming around the floor where the contestants were doing their work.
Right.
And to never be seen in a shot, that was pretty cool to see them work that. But then we have producers and directors in the video monitor room going, okay, you're crossing over into camera two, shot, move, you know, so they're getting direction the whole time. Then we had a couple of cameras that were up on like one of those cool little, almost look like space motorcycle chair rig things hanging over the catwalk. You know, it was kind of cool seeing how all that functioned. It was impressive.
I wish I'd thought to call you to say, can I just come and watch?
Well, nobody knew we were filming it, really. Yeah. We had to keep quiet.
Well, next time you do something like that, I would just like to come and watch. Just get me a pass. Right. I'll sit over there in the corner. I won't say nothing. I just want to watch. I just want to watch that dance once in my life, just to see how much fun that must be. Anyway, back to a couple of things. It's sort of like being, let's imagine that we as gun tubers, not gun talkers, I haven't really done it in podcasting yet, which surprises me because that, you know, unless you're like, charting it, looking at Chartable or some of these other things that rank them, the only game in town is Apple Podcasts and their ranking system.
Yeah.
And from time to time, they let one of my episodes in and as, you know, getting up there as far as, numeric, popularity. Which surprises me a great deal. But you don't see that many of them up there. And then...
Yeah.
But it's much different with video. With video, you have to be so careful. We're going to end up having to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that's going to be.
You know where it's going to be? It's going to be a Vimeo, and I'm not saying them specifically. It's going to be another YouTube that will let everyone on. What's been failing, and I want anybody out there in the tech world that is a pro-gun person or a conservative person to realize this and hear this. If you create a conservative social media, whether it's a Facebook or a Instagram, TikTok, or even if it's a conservative YouTube type thing, it will fail because you are preaching to the choir and it's an echo chamber.
Right.
You have to let everyone on there, and that's how big you're going to get the one. You're going to get the ratings. You're going to get enough people viewing it to where you could compete, right? Unless you have the numbers, you can't compete. Two, you're getting the opportunity to change minds. You know, if you have everybody on there and they happen to stumble across a Bill Prady video, right? Maybe he delivers in a way that makes somebody go, "Oh, wow, I've been thinking about that all wrong. Let me go a different direction." So it's going to be somebody that is truly pro First Amendment in all the ways that's covered, right? You know, they're going to have to allow conservative talking points, liberal talking points, whoever wants to go on there within the law. You know, you don't want to get somebody on there teaching you how to murder, which there's probably on YouTube.
Well,
but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I'm looking at my videos on Rumble right now, and you know, the thing is, been on there 13 weeks, public views 6, 13 weeks, public views 1.
What?
Yeah, on Rumble.
So, in other words, they don't have an audience.
I don't know that they don't have an audience. You know, this is pretty much a Dan Bongino kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is his.
Now, is it a strictly conservative platform? Or
Rumble? I don't know that it's strictly conservative. I mean, there's just they don't seem to have a filter. But like, if you're looking, if your name, right?
Right.
Russell Brand, he put up a video that's got 68,000 views. Ben Shapiro, 11,000 views.
Gotcha.
And they seem to have streaming going on as well. But then some of these things that they're showing, they have the video up and they don't show how many views they have. It just says when they got put up. Well, not necessarily. There's one that says how. So some of these, it has nothing to do with when they were put up. It just means they haven't been seen. The ones right. that don't have, like here's one about the power slap competition, 615,000 views.
Yeah.
So there's people going there for it, but anyway.
Sure.
I don't know how you get into, let's see. Their categories are news, viral gaming, slap, podcast, finance, leaderboard, sports, vlog, science, music, entertainment, cooking.
I have to check that out.
Yeah,
I haven't really messed around with it at all. I have to check it out, though.
It's sort of open, but at the same time, it's not set up like YouTube. Which the reason YouTube is at six. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet. So that tells you the problem you're up against if you're trying to create another YouTube. You're going to have to, you got a long, long climb.
Yep.
So I know you got to go, so we're about to run out of time and everything else. I appreciate you having the time, taking the time to give me, you know, have a little chat with me after a SHOT Show. Maybe. Are you going to go to Indianapolis?
I'm thinking I will. Yeah.
Okay.
We probably won't have a booth this year, but I'll probably go.
Okay.
But next week, hopefully, I'll have something that we could really geek out to the whole show.
Very good. That'd be cool. Geek out with Zeke Stout. Go check him out at mgs.edu. You won't actually see Zeke, but you can find him elsewhere. And Zeke Stout, just like Zeke Stout. He is everywhere. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Absolutely, man.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.